Yo, what's up? It's early. And I actually been awake. Because, well, this is why I didn't record as soon as I woke up. Because Jacqueline had to go to this thing early, and it was close by our apartment. So I went with her. It's like she had to go record this podcast. But it was like at 8:30 in the morning, which is why you're recording a podcast at 8:30 in the morning that isn't in your bed. I don't know. But some people are ambitious and start their days at fucking 8:30. So I walked, it wasn't far from here, so we went over there to get, and then I came home and now I'm recording this. Because it was too early, I wasn't going to wake up ahead of that, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna get up at fucking 7 to record this, and then it just wouldn't work. So here I am. She just texted me, so that's why I got distracted. I got a text message. I should turn up. I don't give a fuck. I'm recording in my phone again. I don't know, no explanation needed. Oh, and if this is the first time you're listening to this show, go away. Don't bother. We're starting number one. You gotta listen to every episode, one after the other. Binge it. Only 130 episodes before this. And they're short. Some are 10 minutes, some are 20, some are 15, 12. Pretty much everything's, I wonder what the longest episode is. I'm going to guess 25 minutes or something like that. Oh, big dust up in the comedy community yesterday. It was a lot of fun to see everybody pile on a comedian for talking bullshit. I don't want to get it. I shouldn't even mention names. Forget I even said it. Forget it. Let's move on. Who wants to talk about comedy anyway? You don't give a shit. We're so obsessed with our own bullshit. Comedians are. It's funny. But it's more like being in high school than any other kind of work, I think. Comedy, because your social life is what, for me it is. There might be some people that are like, I have this outside life. My social life is the same thing. My friends are all the people that are also the people I work around or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. Hold on, I gotta just text Jacqueline back because she's texting me. Yo, so anyway, I had to text Jacqueline. No big deal. Yo, got a new couch yesterday, and it's the fucking best. I haven't had a real couch in a long fucking time. And like we had this one thing that was like, it's called a day bed. But it was like a couch, but just not couchish enough. Foam, I can't explain it, but this is, I'm very happy to have a couch. It might sound simple to some people, but anyway, let's get to the fucking news. That was an unnecessary curse. You know, I love the word fuck. I don't know. I like to throw it around. Why is that so hard? U.S. Oh, this is a BBC story, so they have to specify U.S. woman sues casino that offered dinner instead of $43 million jackpot. What? Now I gotta read this fucking article. I do that a lot. I gotta realize when I'm repeating, like, I don't know, whatever. A machine displaying a $43 million jackpot was faulty and offered her a steak dinner instead. So she went up to a slot machine, won the jackpot, but they're like, oh, that machine's broke. Have yourself one of our steaks at the Resorts World Casino in New York. Oh, it's also like one of these fucking janky ass casino, like these casinos that are like just slot machines that are like in fucking, it's like in Queens. That casino's not gonna be worth shit, you know? You gotta go to at least Atlantic City. I don't know what I'm talking about. Enough of that story, gives a shit. Netflix joins Amazon and Reddit in day of action to save net neutrality. We gotta save net neutrality. I don't know what to do about it. I guess I should call a senator. That's the thing, is the senators in New York are both Democrats, and I think I gotta research it, because Democrats, they got lots of fucking money coming in from, corporate money coming in too, so they can be like up to some bullshit a lot. It's not like they're like fucking, you know what I mean? You know what I mean. So, I should look into that. You should do it too. What happens when you call your senator? I don't even know. It's like, or your congressperson, and you're like, hey, I'm mad. And they're like, you probably just leave a message. Do you talk to them? Maybe you talk to them. My congressman seems pretty chill. I forget his name. But I always have to Google it. And then, I know it's a dude. Let's see. Canada bans cell phone unlocking fee. Why is this at the top of news? It's a little. Sandy Hook families threaten legal action against NBC News over Alex Jones interview. I mean, I'm not an Alex Jones fan. I'm kind of iffy on this interview. First, I was mad about it. Then I'm like, I think it depends on what the interview's like. But that guy's a piece of shit. I'm not an Alex Jones fan. I act like I kind of disagree with him. No, fuck that dude. But sometimes the fuck that dude needs to be interviewed. I say fuck that dude by a lot of people that should be interviewed. But just to like, because he's the guy fucking talks to the president. What a fucking mess. University of Michigan to offer free tuition to in-state students whose families make under $65,000 a year. Sounds very good. I don't know, it's good for them. That's a lot of people, I would imagine. And, but I don't make that much. If I had a kid, I could send them to Michigan. I'd have to move to Michigan. I know, I don't make $65,000. You believe it? I should be making $1 million. But I don't. But I will. Oh, horror. I don't want to read that. Advanced CIA firmware has been infecting Wi-Fi routers for years. Oh, man. Are they logging all our porn and shit? I mean, I'm not that embarrassed about any of it, but I mean, what else can they hang over our heads? But it's like, you know, if you do something, you start, CIA is like, what's up with this dude? And they pull you into a room, you know, they fucking, the van pulls up, puts a bag over your head, they take you to some undisclosed location, an abandoned warehouse, you're in a chair, and then they say, oh, we, either you play ball, or you will release this, and they give you your porn history, and then based on whatever that is, you either do what they say, you're like, you know, go ahead, put it out there. That's what I imagine that the CIA is doing with that. But I would think if they had all that information, though, they'd be blackmailing a lot of people. Maybe they do. So much going on that we don't know about. Or is there? I don't know. I feel like everything gets out. Nobody keeps a secret. But maybe that's part of it. I'm not much of a conspiracy theory guy. But I do think that we're living in the Matrix. I think this is all a computer program. So it's not like I'm sane. It's not like I'm smarter than everybody. I still have stupid beliefs. I mean, I hope we're in a computer program. It would make sense to me. Although, my friend, very funny comedian, Andy Samford, has a whole, I heard him doing a bit about people that think that we live in the Matrix, and like, why would they let that movie exists if we were in the Matrix. I think that's a good point, but I still think maybe a guy who shot cyclist with shotgun said he just needed to let off steam. Where was this at? Was this in Austin, Texas? Oh, I gotta go answer the door. I think Jacqueline didn't bring her keys. So, anyway, I think this show has been long enough. I'm gonna go. But I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Sound good? Cool. We love you.